As we discussed earlier in our program, scandals and a controversial Supreme Court nomination continue to plague the Republican Party. Now many are questioning whether the party can bounce back. But commentator Joseph C. Phillips says the real problems of the GOP aren't the scandals or the president's falling approval rating.
The nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court has set off a bit of a family squabble within the Republican Party. President Bush is used to battling Senators Edward Kennedy and Charles Schumer, but suddenly he's going toe-to-toe with the likes of William Kristol, George Will, and a host of other leading conservatives. Alas, there are few things more fun than watching a good intra-party rumble. The president's conservative critics argue that a real cowboy never walks away from a fight, and yet that's exactly what W. did by nominating Myers. Lagging popularity or no, this was the showdown conservatives have been waiting for 30 years, and our gunfighter failed to show. He's also been wounded by the recent indictment of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, as well as the troubles of key adviser Karl Rove, which further drains the president of political capital. All the fun has folks scratching their heads, wondering aloud, whither the Republican Party? Abolitionist, founding member of the Republican Party, and former slave Frederick Douglass said, quote, "Men are not made for parties. Parties are made for men," end of quote. It is the principles under which men govern that are most important, not which party is in power. The question, therefore, should be, whither the conservative principles of limited federal government, personal responsibility, and strong national defense? Conservatives are up in arms over Harriet Myers, but where was the outrage when Republicans in Congress were expanding federal intervention into public school education with No Child Left Behind? Where was all the wonderment when the Republican Congress voted for the $1.2 trillion prescription drug benefit for seniors? In fact, where are the cries of outrage now that rather than endorse a flat tax or value-added tax, the president's tax advisory commission has instead recommended a middle-class tax increase in the form of limiting the mortgage interest tax deduction? Now that's funny. A room full of Republicans and they fail to come up with one recommendation grounded in conservative principles. As the Democratic Party looks forward to capitalizing on Republican dysfunction during the midterm elections next November, it might behoove Republicans to recall what Douglass said so simply and eloquently. Fidelity to principles is what makes the party strong. The disappointment over the nomination of Justice Myers is merely the boiling over of months of frustration. Conservatives are finally standing up and saying we are tired of Republicans paying lip service to conservative ideals only to deliver us liberalism light. It is the declaration that our principles matter, and as the fellows on the street might say, we are no longer falling for the okey-doke. More than a few pundits have offered that conservatives will have to like it or lump it. After all, we have few options. Certainly, we're not going to stay home next November and risk a Republican defeat at the polls. Well, conservatives may not, but others fed up with Republican broken promises just may. If the president must take a thump on the nose and Rove and DeLay must fall on their swords in order for conservative principles to thrive, then I, for one, say, hey, a little bloodletting is just what the doctor ordered.
Joseph C. Phillips is a writer and syndicated columnist.